What's up, America?
It's the American Negro coming at you. About 2:41 in the morning here in Mississippi, where I'm from. I just watched another clip of Olivier Pahl, man. Him and Trump. I know I'm a couple days behind, but you know, I come at it like I see it, when I see it. I mean, all Trump really had to do, man, was call the player's parents. Let him know he working on the situation. Shouldn't have been that hard. President of the United States of America. But now he wanted the publicity first. Had to hit up Twitter. Man, when you gonna learn? That's your biggest problem, dog. Leave the Twitter alone. Lay off the social media for a little while. Do some work. I mean, yeah, if you could have pulled that out the hat, that would have been a beginning of having a shot with black people. Right now, you get none, brother. And hey, I don't blame LeVar. He don't know. He don't know if the president had anything to do with anything or not, because he didn't call. All he did was tweet something that he's known for notoriously lying. So, hey, can't too much blame him for that. See, America. Black people, guards all up now. We know we are so disliked all around the world that we about can't trust anybody but ourselves. The smart people, the wiser people know it, maybe the younger people, some of the younger people, but there's some dumb people out there, young and old, who just don't get it. But see, 400 years of slavery, man, does something to a mind state of a race. And I mean, that's just here in America. And they're still treating black people like shit everywhere else around the world. So, but you want to know why we so mad? You people treat us like shit, America. Then you turn around and act like we the bad guys. I mean, we just trying to live. Stuck us in these housing projects, and they call projects for a reason. Give our people drugs. But now, you know, some of our people have been so brainwashed that they bring drugs in themselves. But hey, it's another discussion for another time. But you don't acknowledge it. Start acknowledging it, America. That'll be a beginning. And start listening to what the black community is saying. Just put all the cards on the table and admit what's wrong with this place, with this country. Admit it. If you don't admit it to us, admit it to yourself first. And try to see things through our eyes. I mean, we still struggling some of the conditions we already have a way of being looked at that no other race has. And all we're saying is, give us a chance. Everybody else has a chance. Give us a chance. And the next candidate that runs for president who realizes that would be your president, give us a chance. And we can make America great again the way it should be. But anyway, I'm kind of new to this anchor thing, so I think the time going to run out here shortly until I can figure out how to extend that. But anyway, give us a chance, America. That's all black people are asking for. One chance. I mean, we know things have changed. But more things change, the more they stay the same. The more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, I'm out here.